In the state of South Carolina, you're headed to the polls to make your selection for the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate, either Senator Darlene Graham or Congressman Ralph Norman. And because of that, it's big time. We have our good friend Mike Gallagher, who you hear here on WRHI. He is broadcasting his show live from 9 to noon here from our studios, and he is here on the air. Mike, good morning.
Look, I'm so overwhelmed to be back at the broadcast house with you guys. What a beautiful facility. I spend a lot of time in the upstate, but I always remember this highly acclaimed, highly awarded, coveted radio station. You guys are the voice of York County, and so I decided, look, this is such a big deal nationally. And it really is a national story because this is an important Senate seat. We've never really seen anything like this before where the president comes out and sort of mysteriously endorses his dear friend Lindsey Graham's little sister. We don't know a lot about her.
Sure.
I've been sort of perceived as being pro-Ralph Norman, and I guess I am because we don't know much about Darlene, and I don't want to have another Lisa Murkowski. We don't have any big shocks. So we decided, knowing that Ralph spends a lot of time here at WRHI, this is, I think, his home away from home, I said, well, rather than just interview him on Election Day over the air, what's the whole thing about the mountain and Muhammad? You know, I think I'll bring the mountain to Muhammad,
right,
and come to WRHI. Not that I'm calling you Muhammad or anything. Should rethink that analogy. But so Congressman Norman's going to come in this morning at 10:05. You guys have graciously cleared the show today from 9 to noon. So we're going to be broadcasting to about 350 stations around the country and on Salem News Channel as well. And all, of course, your streaming services as well, CN2. So, you know, it's just a big deal for us. We thought, let's put this together and make it happen. And WRHI, as usual, just made it happen quickly, rolled out the welcome mat for us, and I'm just thrilled to be back in York County.
Mike, what is this race? You've had that view, you said, from a national view. Obviously, we followed it here locally. Really, you know, to your point, we've known Congressman Norman since he began in the state house and saw his rise to U.S. Congress, his bid for governor he made earlier this year, and now deciding to jump into the Senate race. What has been your view on a national level of what this race looked like from the beginning after the passing of Senator Graham?
Well, you know, Darlene was said to be the placeholder, the temporary placeholder, and I always thought Ralph would be a perfect, perfect senator from South Carolina. This is he's a warrior, you know, and he told us, and he says a lot on the campaign trail, his record is his resume. So you know what he stands for, you know where he's going to come from. With Darlene, not so much. You don't have any idea. And so it's a crucial Senate seat. Look, everything is in the balance right now. Everything hangs in the balance. This is going to be neck and neck and for the House and the Senate. Heaven forbid, if the Democrats win the House and the Senate, we are going to be mired in just a nightmare of epic proportions. They're going to impeach Trump hourly. They're going to hold up his agenda, and everything that has been accomplished is going to be blown up. We also see the real rise of radical extremists. The Democrats have embraced political violence. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be honoring Charlie Kirk. It will be the one-year anniversary of his assassination.
That's right. Yeah, it's coming up.
He was my friend and our colleague at Salem Media, which is who I work for. And so, you know, we're still, you know, trying to get over that horrific thing. And lots of people celebrated his assassination. We've seen the glorification of political violence from the left, and that's deeply problematic. That's something Congressman Norman addresses on a regular basis. And so, look, he's a rock rib conservative. He represents South Carolina well, you know, we're going to see this Trafalgar poll. You and I were just talking in the hall, Chris, about this Trafalgar poll that just came out a few hours ago. It is dead even. I mean, I think she's up 1/10 of a point in the Trafalgar polling, and he's had a pretty good track record. A lot of Ralph Norman supporters say that bodes very well for him because she's the favorite. She's got Trump's endorsement, and she's got her brother's ghost.
And she's got Tim Scott. Senator Scott has given his endorsement as well.
She's got Sean Hannity in her corner. I mean, it's the machine is kind of behind her. Look, for President Trump, and maybe for Senator Scott too, it's easy to understand. They loved Lindsey. You know, I liked Lindsey. I knew Lindsey for years. He was a friend of the show. I didn't agree with him on a lot of foreign policy issues where, you know, I'm not a big fan of forever wars. I don't think Senator Graham ever saw a war he didn't like. So, you know, we kind of differed on that, but he's a good guy. He was funny and fun to be around and authentic and loved South Carolina and loved being a U.S. senator. I went and interviewed him years ago when I first became a local host in the upstate, and I went to D.C., and I remember, like it was yesterday, him saying, Mike, I didn't come to Washington to say no to everything. I got to learn to work with Democrats. We got to try to get things done, and that really did guide him, much to the chagrin of people who wish he would be more, would have been more consistent on the Republican agenda. But that's what is driving President Trump. He's very loyal to people who are loyal to him. I think he feels that he's honoring Lindsey's memory by endorsing her. But look, what do we know about her? There's some red flags. There's some things that, and her disastrous debate performance last week didn't help. And so there's just, this is all on the line, and it's kind of fun to be in the middle of it. And goodness knows, Rock Hill, South Carolina is the middle of it all. So that's why I'm honored to be here on a busy election day.
Of course, we're speaking with Mike Gallagher. He'll be doing his national show here beginning in about 30 minutes or so. Mike, your message to voters, as many people that are listening to the show right now that are have not yet made it to the polls, they have got your 90 minutes polls are open. Your message to them is they go out and they're going to pull the lever either for Senator Darlene Graham or Congressman Ralph Norman.
Look, the truth is we can complain all day long about the way things are going in America. We have the power at our fingertips to stop it. We have we have the ability to change the direction of the country. We have the ability to change to save the country. And right now we're up against it. And not only are we fighting radical lunatics on the left who have hijacked the Democrat Party, but let's be real. We've got rhinos. We've got Republicans in name only on our side of the aisle and at least my side of the aisle, that frankly are as bad and as bitter and as divisive as the Democrats are. At least with the Democrats, you know where they're coming from. When somebody pretends, when I think of Lisa Murkowski or Susan Collins, they have an R behind their name, and yet they caucus often and vote with the Democrats. That's what I think the fear is of Darlene Graham. So I think the choice today is between a known entity, somebody who's got a resume, a track record of solid conservatism, and somebody who's a nice lady whose brother died. And I'm not real sure that that's a real motivating factor to go pull the lever at the ballot box. So look, but whatever, God already knows what this is going to be like, what the outcome is, and whatever the voters decide, they're going to decide, and we're going to have to make the best of it and hope and pray that Republicans hold the House and the Senate come November. It can happen. Got a lot of challenges, gas prices, the economy, the war in Iran, there's no question. On the other hand, we've got lunatics who want to burn the country down, who want to kill their opponents, who are real. I mean, this Abdul El Sayed out of Michigan, some scary candidates on the horizon, and they're good. I watched him last night with Jesse Waters on Fox News. This guy's good. I mean, he is sharp. He's eloquent. He's fast on his feet, and he happens to want to defund ICE and abolish the Supreme Court and tear down the Senate and not have any borders. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? So, you know, I'm not real sure we want to go in that direction either. So it's just a great time. Look, it's fun to be in the middle of it here, and it's fun to have a talk show at a time like this. I know you guys have a ball every morning.
We do.
I mean, it's just a great time to get to do what we do for a living, and I never want to lose sight of how grateful I am to be a part of it. And a big thank you to the whole team here at WRHI for welcoming us. I'm so honored to be able to broadcast from the broadcast house from 9 to noon today, and I hope everybody tunes in and takes part. Again, Congressman Norman in studio with us at 10:05.